asked an interesting shaila just recently. What does one do upon discovering that the individual who served as one of your Eidei Kedushin might not have been as kosher as you had assumed? So I shared with you once in the past that v'didi hava uvda, I was misada kedushin for a young couple, and I had spoken with them, met with them before the chasna. I explained to them that you may not use any relatives for the edim at all. And after the chuppah, I was even extra careful to check with the edim under the chuppah. Are you related to the chasna, to the kala, to one another? No. Wonderful. And after the chuppah, I'm approached by someone who says, one of the edim was a cousin of the kala. I said, how could that be? I asked him if he's related. He said, no. They said, I don't know. They called him up as a cousin of the kala. I didn't hear the announcement. I was busy under the chuppah. I said, he told me he wasn't. So I approached him. I said, are you related to the kala? He said, no. I said, I was told that you were announced as a cousin of the kala. He said, oh, my wife is a cousin of the kala. I said, what kind of cousin? He said, oh, she's the first cousin of the kala. I said, well, why didn't you tell me when I asked you under the chuppah that you are married to a cousin of the kala? She's related, I'm not related. So that's a nice chachma, but that Eidus is possible min HaTorah, because Shulchan Aruch tells us in Chosh Mishpat, Hilchas Eidus, Simen Laman Gimel, that Asheni B'Sheni, meaning two first cousins, are possible le'Eidus. And then the Shulchan Aruch tells us shortly thereafter that Ha'isha Kabaila, if you have one Ishto Kegufo, if you're married to a first cousin of the person you're being made on, that's also possible Eidus. So right then and there, we determined that the Kedushin was possible. Luckily, we were still at the Chasna. And I got a psak from Rav Nutzer Greenblatt just to redo the Kedushin right then and there at the Chasna. Took two different Eidim, Kasher Eidim, and I had them repeat the Kedushin, Nesiras HaTabas, Harayat, yet again. I decided at the moment to shoo the photographer away. I'm not sure if that was the right move in retrospect or not. But either way, we had Edis and the Kedushin repeated. The question that was posed to me just this past week was the following. It's no longer, obviously, Bishas Maisa. It's now a couple that has been married for a few years. And the husband just discovered that a few days ago, it was reported in the news that the FBI has filed charges against a certain individual who pleaded guilty to conspiring to defraud a certain company through their corporate matching program. And apparently what happened way back as of 2010, so this was before the chasna took place, this individual got wind of the fact that, oh, this big company is offering corporate matching funds. You make a contribution to a charity they approve of, and they'll match the contribution. They, however, refused to match contributions to religious institutions. So this individual had a religious institution, decided, no big deal. He got in touch with a friend of his who has a, I believe the term is non-sectarian institution, a not religious institution, and he colluded with this individual, this friend of his, that I'll arrange for a donor to make a contribution to your non-religious institution. He will then file for the matching funds from this large company who they'll make the contribution to your company or to your institution again. And there was a bit of a, you know, flow of cash. You give me most of what you get and I'll refund most of what the donor gave you. And clearly, this individual is not too ethical, not too concerned with the halachos of Gazel Akum, which is usur without any question. And the law finally caught up with him. He has now pleaded guilty to these charges of fraud. And now this poor fellow who read this in the news realized this guy was one of his Eidei Kedushin. The halacha when it comes to Eidus in Chosh Mishpat Simen Lamed Dalid is that A ganav, v'chein gazlan, psulim le'edus, me'es sheganav o gazal. From the time that an individual commits theft, he's pasul edus. And one looks in Chosh Mishpat, in Simen Shin Memches, kol ha'gonev, afilo shavapruta, over alav, echad ha'gonev maman Yisrael, o ha'gonev maman shalakum. One looks in Simen Shin Nuntes, Asher Ligzol, Olashok, Afilo Kolshehu, Bein Misrael, Bein Me'akum, Isra of Gezla, Isra of Gneva. Shach says it sounds like it's an Isra Daraisa of Gneva, whether it's from a Jew, whether it's from a non-Jew. Either way, it's an Isra Daraisa. Well, if that's the case, then it comes to such an individual who Me'es Shaganav, Me'es Shagazal, is Pasul Eidus. Well, Aganav, Agazlan is Pasul Eidus when it comes to any form of Eidus. So what about this individual's Kedushin? What is he supposed to do now? Good number of years after the chasana. So, no one can ever get married. Sadly, perhaps more people than one would suspect are perhaps not qualified as serving as Edom. That's not a joking matter. It's a sad, sad statement. You're correct. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's it's not a laughing matter. People need to be very, very careful who they choose as Edom. People need to be very careful how they conduct themselves in monetary matters. And someone who is serving as an aide should do some serious tshuva, perhaps, before serving as an aide. You're right. It's a serious matter. But what happens now in such a case where an individual has already been serving as an aide, and now it emerges that he had at the time been guilty of such geneva or gzela? So one might suggest, well, even if that one aide is pasul eidus, there was a misad kedushin there under the chuppah. So you had one other kosher aide and the misad kedushin. Assuming misad kedushin was not a relative, which it most often is not. Okay, so maybe you have an aide in the misad kedushin. That would be a relief if that were to work. The problem is, when I mentioned this to the young man, he said to me, he called this Misad HaKedushin, and the Misad HaKedushin said to him, not a relative, but nonetheless, he said, I'm always Miyached Edim. What does Miyached Edim mean? So there is a famous Ritva in Kedushin, Daf Mem Gimel. Ritva says that whenever you have at a chasna, a mix in the audience of Ksheir Men Psulim and Krovim, you have some people who are kashul edus, you have some people who are relatives, some people who are pasul edus. Ritva, quoting what he admits is a das yachid and a chumra, but the Ritva says, roi lahachmir, namely, tsarach liyachid edi hakedushin. Ritva says that you should designate specifically which individuals you want to serve as your edi kedushin. Why is that? Because otherwise, he says, on the crowd, under the chuppah, you have the fathers, you have right in the front row, you have the grandfathers, you have all the relatives sitting there in the crowd watching the Mesiras HaTabas. You have a mix of Edom, essentially. And even though the Ritva says, ordinarily, the Gemara Makos Daf Vav tells us that when relatives see an event occur, as long as they don't intend to testify, the fact that they are relatives does not make them considered Edom, who are Krovim, who are Psulim. And only the ones who are intending to testify are the real Edim. But when it comes to Kedushin, says the Ritva, by Kedushin, the purpose of the Edus is not just to prove that something happened. By Kedushin, the purpose of the Edus is to validate what happens. It's what we call not just Edus Lebiru HaDavar, but Edus Lekiyam HaDavar. Usually when it comes to, let's say, a loan, monetary matters, Edus is just there to prove, did something happen or not. When it comes to Kedushin, you need Edim there to not just prove that it happened, but to actually make the Kedushin effective through their witnessing the event. And when it comes to that kind of Edus, says the Ritva, at the very moment that the event occurs, the Edus of those who see it happen are the ones who are validating it, who are making it effective. And if that's the case, even if the fathers and the grandfathers have no intent to ever testify about it, the mere fact that they see it happening renders them Edim. And then we invoke the halacha, the Gemara Makos, that Nimsa Echamem Karba Apostle. Edus Kulim Batela. When one of the Edom is a carver apostle, then they all become pasul, and the whole edus is pasul. So Ritzvah says, for that reason, Ritzvah writes, it's roi lahachmir to be miyached edim, to designate specifically who you want to be your edim. And the Ktos HaChosh and Simulam above quotes this Ritzvah, and he writes, Vim kein vadai ro'oi lasos b'kedushin ba'ofen shlo yeh shum chshash b'kedushin. It's therefore appropriate, says the Ktos HaChosh, that one should ensure that one's kedushin is above and beyond any shadow of a doubt. How so? He says, to be miyached edim, because after all, he says, so often, the Mishnah Kedushin is a Karov, and the relatives are standing right around, and they're watching the Chuppah. And therefore, the Ksos HaChoshen concludes that it's appropriate to be Miyached Edim, V'roi Lizar Bazeh, to specifically designate which are your Edei Kedushin, and you should be Makbin, that says the Ksos HaChoshen. So in this particular child, the Mishnah Kedushin, in fact, has the practice of being Miyached Edim, which means he told the Chassan, please designate these two individuals to be your Edei Kedushin. One of those two individuals is now the person we now know is guilty of Geneva Gzela. And often the way some Mishnah Kedushin say it is to the exclusion of all others. Well, now you really got a problem for yourself because now you specifically designate Dafka Reuven and Shimon to be your Edim, and now Reuven is proven to be Pasul Edus. So I recall when learning these halachas in yeshiva years back, Rabbi Bleich said to us, perhaps speaking from experience and a combination of experience and chachma, he said, don't say when you're miyached edim to the exclusion of all others, precisely for this kind of case, because what's going to happen if you ultimately find out that dafka those two were not kosher edus? He said, make sure you always say, I'm miyached you two individuals to be my edim to the exclusion of all krovim and psulim, or to the exclusion of all those who are invalid to testify. That way, even if Shimon turns out to be indicted for fraud, but you had all the other kosher edim sitting in the crowd, and the Mishnah Kedushin was right there who saw what happened, and they could serve as your backup edim. So I need to ask this young man, did your Mishnah Kedushin use Rabbi Bleich's formulation or use the more common formulation? When he's miyached edim, is it miyached edim to the exclusion of all others, or is it miyached edim to the exclusion of all krovim and psulim? If he's miyached edim to the exclusion of all others, what then are you supposed to do? That's the point, meaning... No, Eidah Shabbam talks about Lakula when you're Miyached Edim. When you're not Miyached Edim, then one Karav in the crowd will be posted the whole Edus. Here where you are Miyached Edim, so Dafka, these two are your Edim. One of them is a Karav, so the Edus is knocked out. Edus is knocked out. The case here is that one of the Edim is now found to be guilty of Gneva. He's Pasul Edus. There's no Edus left because there's no two Edim left. If he hadn't been Miyached Edim, then one might argue perhaps, the Ritva is a Das Yachid, it's a Chumrah. If he was not Miyached Edim, then you might say that as long as there are other Edim who were present, who are not Krovim, maybe you would not apply that din of Edachad Karov, then they're all Psulim. We'll have to continue this, Bezus Hashem, tomorrow. But this is the question that we're trying to determine the answer to.